agreed to ask his GP to refer him to an epilepsy specialist. Not for the first time, I thought of the trivial nature of any problems that I might have compared to my patients, and felt ashamed and disappointed that I still worry about them nevertheless. You might expect that seeing so much pain and suffering might help you keep your own difficulties in perspective, but alas, it does not. The last patient was a woman in her 30s with severe trigeminal neuralgia. I had operated on her the previous year and vaguely remembered that she had then come back a few months later with recurrent pain. The operation occasionally fails, but I could not remember what had happened afterwards. I fumbled through the notes, unable to find anything of help. I prepared a speech of apology, expecting her to look miserable with pain and disappointment. Now, however, she was quite different. I expressed surprise at how well she looked. "I've been absolutely fine since the op," she declared, "but I thought the pain had come back. But you operated again." "Did I really? Oh, I'm sorry. I see so many patients that I tend to forget," I replied. I pulled her notes off the pile and spent several minutes failing to find something about her having had a second operation. Out of the inches of paper, a brown tab stuck out, one of the few documents that the Trust has designed that is easily located. "Ah," I said. "Look, I may not be able to find the operating note, but I can tell you that you passed a type 4 TERD on 23rd of April. I showed her the elaborate hospital stool chart, coloured a sombre and appropriate brown, each sheet with a graphically illustrated guide to the 7 different types of TERD in accordance with the classification of faeces developed, according to the chart, by a certain Dr. Heaton of Bristol." She looked at the document with disbelief and burst out laughing. I pointed out to her that she had passed a type 5 next day, small and lumpy, like nuts, according to Dr. Heaton, and showed her the accompanying picture. I told her that as a brain surgeon I couldn't give a shit about her bowel movements, although the Trust management clearly considered it a matter of deep importance. We laughed together for a long time. When we had first met, her eyes were dull with pain-killing drugs, and if she tried to talk, her face would contort with agonizing pain. I thought how radiantly beautiful she now looked. She stood up to leave and went to the door, but then came back and kissed me. "I hope I never see you again," she said. "I quite understand," I replied. The End.
This has been a Highbridge production. Original material copyright Henry Marsh, 2014. Recording copyright WF Howes Limited, 2015.